This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. President Obama's in Panama today for the Summit of the Americas. Delegates there objected to the continued exclusion of Cuba, and this year President Raul Castro will be in attendance. Reporter Tim Fitzsimmons has more now on the Obama administration's evolving political and economic policy toward Latin America.
There's a reason we hear the word ISIS much more than we hear the word Colombia.
American presidents have a hard time paying attention to Latin America.
That's Moises Naim, a fellow at the Carnegie Endowment. He says U.S. policy seeks to reduce illegal immigration at the source.
The top priority for the United States is to have strong economies that create jobs.
That's a shift from decades of focusing on bolstering Latin American militaries and funding the war on drugs, according to Bruce Bagley, professor of political science at the University of Miami.
The United States has moved beyond a single policy towards Latin America.
So Honduras, which has a high level of poverty and violence, would get a different treatment than stable and prosperous Panama.
One of the major constraints is the absence of capital and the absence of expertise.
That's one reason why the U.S. announced a new program to connect its Small Business Administration and outside capital to Latin American entrepreneurs. Maria Contreras-Sweet is the U.S. Small Business Administrator.
That's how we help our youth change their future, change their lives.
It's a lighter touch, and one the Obama administration hopes will help turn a new page. In Washington, I'm Tim Fitzsimmons for Marketplace.